pour a cup of coffee, and give in to the magic, because this week's discovery is a mystical short romance. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, some people just seem to be cursed to fall in love with the worst possible people. They're always with people who use them, abuse them, or just plain neglect them. They could use a magical matchmaker, like the one in A Taste of Chocolate by author Vonnie Davis. Well, the story follows Hope Morningstar on her quest to find the one. She's had nothing but bad luck with men, and when her latest boyfriend dumps her in a drunken text message, she's almost ready to give up. But then she stumbles into a magical coffee shop with an eccentric owner who doubles as a matchmaker. Meanwhile, Declan Fleming has been hurt before, so he's placed his love life in the capable hands of a matchmaker. And when he meets Hope, he knows that she's the one for him. And with its old-fashioned love story and its alluring supernatural touches, A Taste of Chocolate could be a charming short romance, but the characters leave something to be desired. Though Hope has finally started to recognize her constant cycle of bad relationships, she seems all too reluctant to break the cycle, and that makes her a frustrating and often wishy-washy character. Declan, on the other hand, is her exact opposite. He's so sure of himself and of his future with Hope that he comes on way too strong, and his old-fashioned practices often seem more possessive than sweet and charming. Really, the most interesting part of the story is the magical coffee shop and the quirky coffee-pouring matchmaker who seems to come and go whenever and wherever she's needed. With a little more development, it could have given the story an entertaining paranormal twist. Instead, it seems like just a convenient way to bring the main characters together. But is it worth meeting these characters over a cup of coffee? Or are you better off alone? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. The idea is an intriguing one. Two characters who have been unlucky in love, brought together by a mystical matchmaker. But the characters' personalities are lacking, as is the story's magic. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. A Taste of Chocolate by Vonnie Davis is 38 minimally magical pages long and is available from the Wild Rose Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.